Halftime show brought to you by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. You can order Joe's anytime at orderjoes.com. Again, that's orderjoes.com for Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. 34-7, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm here in the first round of the IHSA playoffs. Taking a look at the scoring summaries so far for both teams, the Vandals got off to a hot start after forcing a three and out, Connor Pugh was able to field a punt return for 72 yards out at the 9:40 mark in the first quarter. The two-point conversion was no good as the Vandals led 6-0. Then, after another stop on third down, the Vandals forced a Sangamon Valley punt, and Pugh, this time from 42 yards, was able to return a punt for a touchdown. Baggins' point after attempt was good, giving the Vandals a 13-0 lead at the 6:16 mark in the first quarter. Then, and deep in their own territory, Quentin Stonball found Connor Depew on a screen pass, and he ran 91 yards at the 32.1-second mark in the first quarter. Staggins' PAT attempt was good, as the Vandals then led 20-0. Then, Quentin Stonball had an 84-yard touchdown run at the 5:59 mark in the second quarter, as Staggins' point after attempt was good once again, giving the Vandals a 27-0 lead. Then Sangamon Valley was able to string together their best drive of the night as Dagger Hill was able to run it in from 14 yards out at the 3:49 mark in the second quarter. Point after attempt was good as the Vandals then led 27-7 at the 3:49 mark in the second quarter. Then Quentin Stonball found Connor Depew for his fourth touchdown of the night at the 39.8 mark in the second quarter. Staggins' point after attempt was good as the Vandals led it 34-7 here as Connor Depew has accounted for four out of the five Vandals touchdowns total on the night, two punt returns and two touchdown receptions as the Vandals lead it 34-7 here in at halftime. We are about 6 minutes away from the start of the second half. Let's take a look at some of the offensive statistics so far for the Vandals. Quentin Stonball, a perfect 4-for-4 passing on the night for 132 yards and two touchdowns. Connor Depew, two catches for 118 yards and two touchdowns. Jordan Colburn, a catch for 8 yards. And Andrew Casey, a catch for 6 yards. Rushing-wise, Quentin Stonball has two carries for 79 yards and a touchdown. Connor Depew, a carry for 6 yards. And Jay Keck, a carry for no gain, as the Vandals have amassed 217 total yards of offense so far tonight in this first round of the IHSA playoffs. So taking a look at some of the scores around the conference so far in the playoffs, as three conference games going on for the South Central Conference so far tonight in the playoffs, as Carlinville trails Williamsville 21-0 at halftime. And the game that most Vandals fans are wanting to watch out for, Pena and Shelbyville. The Pena Panthers lead the Shelbyville Rams by a score of 14-6 with 11:54 left to go in the second quarter. That game is more than likely approaching halftime, as that last update came about 20 minutes ago or so. So the winner of this game will get the winner of the Pena Panthers and the Shelbyville Rams next weekend. That one, I believe, would be played on Saturday, and it will be played at Brummett Field in Pena. As that score is still 14-6 at halftime, but definitely a game that we'll be keeping our eye out for, as the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm 34-7. As we are just about 4 minutes left to go until the start of the second half, the Vandals will start the ball, or will have the ball to start the second half. As another reminder, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., check out the Sports Connection on WKRV, as we will hear from Vandals football coach Jason Clay, as well as some of our area volleyball coaches, Altamont volleyball coach Brandon Wright, Fenton Brownstown volleyball coach Jenny Hazlett, South Central volleyball coach Megan Murphy, and Cowan Herrick Beecher City volleyball coach Katie Noble, as all four of those teams' season came to a close this past week in the volleyball regional. So be sure to check out the Sports Connection on WKRV. Also tomorrow afternoon, it'll be another Illinois football game, as at 11 a.m. the number 24-ranked Illinois Fighting Illini will take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Pre-game that will start at about 10 o'clock, so be sure to tune into AM 1500, 104.7 FM, 102.7 FM, WPMB, to listen to Illini football on Vandalia Radio. So all sports action all weekend here for you on Vandalia Radio and i70sports.com. Remember, you can stream Vandalia Radio live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and the Vandalia Radio app. Brookside Valley Homes is a halftime sponsor for Vandals football. Brookside Valley Homes has the most up-to-date mobile homes on the market. With the beautiful interiors and the alluring exteriors, Brookside Valley Homes are the classiest option for your next mobile home purchase. Moving your new home is not a worry. Brookside Valley Homes includes delivery up to 50 miles with the purchase of your new mobile home. So what are you waiting for? Shopping class and modern appeal at Brookside Valley Homes, 618-533-2101, or visit them at 836 South Brookside in Centralia. About 2 minutes left to go until the start of the second half, and we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have the second half ready for you here on WKRV. Back here for the start of the second half, as the Vandals will receive the ball to start the half, as the Vandals and the Sangamon Valley Storm getting their final few minutes of stretching in. As they have to, the first half was definitely a one-sided half, as the Vandals able to get four touchdowns from Connor DePue alone. Two of them were punt returns. Two of them were receiving. Quentin Stonewall added in an 84-yard rushing touchdown as well, as the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm 34-7 here with just a few minutes left to go until we get the second half underway. Vandals will receive the ball to start the second half. And we want to remind you that Vandals football is presented by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Hosick Motors in Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the city of Vandalia. So Sangamon Valley has broken their first huddle. And the Vandals getting ready to take the field with their special teams unit, as they will start the ball, or they will receive the ball to start the second half, as the halftime clock has expired. Sangamon Valley lining the ball up at the 40. This is Hunter Martin who lines the ball up at the 40. Vandals sending out Connor DePue, Quentin Stonewall, and Jordan Colburn to receive the kick. So Stonewall, DePue, and Colburn set to receive the kick. As Hunter Martin lines the ball up at the 40. Martin lines the ball up at the 40. Sangamon Valley breaks their little mini huddle there, as Martin with the ball lined up at the 40. And we are just about set to get the second half underway. It's going to be a high towering kick, as I believe Sangamon Valley able to recover it in midair. A flag is down, and I believe they're going to call a fair catch interference. The Vandals were motioning for a fair catch, I believe. The Sangamon Valley defender jumped out of midair to take the ball away. Not exactly sure if they're going to call fair catch interference. I believe it's what the flag is going to be. So waiting for the signal from the head referee. I believe it almost has to be fair catch interference, because the Vandals were motioning that they were trying to call for the fair catch. And I believe it's going to be Vandals ball, first and 10. So that is indeed what the call is going to be. It's going to be fair catch interference called against the Storm. So the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10. And I believe the ball is going to be placed on... So the ball is going to be placed deep in Storm territory now. The ball is going to be placed on maybe their own... Maybe the Storm's 40. Referee's walking past the 40 now. They're going to mark this at the 36, maybe 37. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball will be placed on the Storm's 37-yard line. So we'll see the Vandals offense once again. Just the fourth time tonight that we'll see the Vandals offense on the field from scrimmage, as Quinn Stonball opens with two receivers on each side. It's a give to Jay Keck. Keck looking for room to run. He gets across the 35, and he's going to be wrapped up near the 33, making it second down and seven. Ball will be placed on the Storm 34-yard line. Second down and seven for the Vandals. Ball on the Storm's 34-yard line. Vandals will be moving from right to left. Expect them to bleed a little bit of this clock to start the half. Two receivers on each side of Casey. Keck in the backfield. Back to throw with Stonball. Stonball looking over the middle. He's got Andrew Casey. Casey breaks the tackle. Casey down to the five, and he's going to be wrapped up near the goal line. A nice catch there by Andrew Casey as the Vandals have the ball first and goal from the five-yard line of the Storm. First down and goal for the Vandals from the five. Vandals moving quickly, going with the heavy package now as DePew and Jordan Colburn to the left to Stonball. Casey, the lone receiver, to his right. Jay Keck in the backfield. Wade Brandon lined up as the H-back. Play clock at 11. Stonball from the pistol. But there's going to be a whistle, and I believe a false start is going to be called on the Vandals, as I think Jay Keck moved just a little early. So false start is going to be, no, they're going to call offside. So offside is going to be the call on the Storm. So now the ball is going to be placed first and goal for the Vandals on the Storm 3-yard line. First down and goal for the Vandals. Ball placed on the Storm 3-yard line. 10:41 left to go here in the third quarter. Stonball looking to the play call. They're looking to the sideline for the play call, excuse me. Stonball. Give to Keck. Keck lowers his shoulder, looking for room to run, and he's going to be fighting to the goal line. Is he in? Stopped just a yard short. Vandals were motioning for a touchdown, but I think the referees are going to say that Keck is going to be stopped just a yard short of the goal line. Make that second down and goal from the one. Vandals moving from right to left. Two receivers to the right of Stonball, one to his left. Two men in the backfield. This is Brandon and Keck. As it's a botched snap, Stonball couldn't feel the snap cleanly. I think the Storm have it. And they do a fumble recovery for the Sangamon Valley Storm. That was Cameron Wright who fielded the botched snap, and the Storm have the ball first down and 10. And I believe the ball is going to be placed on their own 7-yard line, possibly, maybe 6-yard line. The ball is not snapped cleanly. Stonball struggled to receive it, and the Storm wisely were able to recover it. So the Storm had the ball first down and 10 from their own 7-yard line. Back to throw is Hill. Hill gets the pass away. It's going to be caught by Laffey, and Laffey's going to be wrapped up and brought down by DePew, just past the 25, shy of the 30. This is a nice completion by Jagger Hill to Wyatt Laffey as Connor DePew is limping a little bit over there on the field after the tackle. It's going to be first and 10 from the 28 as it's a quarterback keeper, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by a swarm of Vandals. Wade Brandon, the first guy to get there. Jaden Rosetto in on the tackle as well, making it second down and 11 for the Storm. Second down and 11 for the Storm. Ball will be placed on their own 31. Storm moving from left to right. 9:15 left to go here in the third quarter. Play clock at 14. Still under center. Man in motion as it's a pitch to Brody Beals. Beals gets across the 25 is going to be pushed out of bounds by Jordan Colburn for a loss on the play. That's going to make it third down and long for the Storm. Brody Beals fielded the pitch to the near side of the field. and was pushed out of bounds by Jordan Colburn, making it third down and 11 still from the 31. Third down and 11 for the Storm from their own 31-yard line. Hill under center. Back to throw. He's looking to the near side of the field, and it is knocked away by Ian Whitehead. The intended receiver was Caden Michael, but Ian Whitehead knocked the pass away, and that's going to make it fourth down and 11 for the Storm. And I believe they're going to go ahead and keep their offense on the field. They haven't motioned for their punting unit yet. Connor DePue is back deep to return just in case. Now he realizes that the Storm are going for it on fourth and 11. Fourth down and 11 from the 31. Blakelock at 11. Under center is Hill. Hill, play action, looking deep. Hit as he throws, and it is caught by the Storm. He breaks the tackle, makes a move at the 40, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Jordan Colburn as it's a long pass completion to Grant Moran as Yager Hill able to get the pass away, but he was hit as he threw, and I believe he is down on the field, and he's being evaluated by Vandals trainer Chris Witten. A couple of the Sangamon Valley coaching staff out there to check on him as well, as he was hit as he threw the ball. The pass was complete to Grant Moran, but he is down on the field. Not a good sign for Sangamon Valley, who already trailed 34-7 with 8:36 left to go in the quarter. And now their starting quarterback, Yager Hill, is on the field. Hill has accounted for the lone touchdown for the Storm. That coming off of a 14-yard touchdown run at the 3:49 mark in the second quarter. As he was able to complete the pass, it was a nice thrown ball as Grant Moran was able to break a few tackles after the catch. He was hit as he threw. I believe it was Gabe Torres who delivered the hit. And Jagger Hill is still lying on the ground. He's continuing to be looked at by Vandals trainer Chris Witten. And while he is, we're going to go ahead and step away. We'll take a break and come back with more here on WKRB. So Jagger Hill is able to walk under his own power. He is able to stand up and walk under away, being helped off the field by a few of the Sangamon Valley coaches. So still a good sign for the Storm as he is able to walk a little bit. Hard to tell exactly what happened. Possibly just got the wind knocked out of him, it would be my guess. But, of course, you never want to assume whenever it comes to injuries. So Sangamon Valley will have the ball first down and 10 in Vandal territory from the Vandals 35. 8:36 left to go here in the third quarter. As under center now is going to be Dominic Riley, a sophomore quarterback. So Dominic Riley under center for the Storm. Man in motion is Beals, as it's a give to Wyatt Lappy, as Wyatt Lappy is going to be tripped up and brought down near the 30, making it second down and about four from the 29. Second down and four for Wyatt Lappy, making it second down and four. Second down and four for the Storm. Ball will be placed on the Vandals' 29-yard line. Under center is sophomore quarterback Dominic Riley. Riley looking to the sideline for the play call. He lines up under center, sends Lappy in motion, and they give this time to Mason Lappy. So Mason Lappy on the carry, maybe got a gain of one. So it's going to be third down and about, call it a gain of three. So it's third down and one. Ball will be placed on the Storm or the Vandals 26-yard line. Third down and one for the Storm. Ball on the Vandals 26-yard line. Man in motion is Wyatt Lappy. Looks like they're trying to get the Vandals to jump off sides. Didn't budge there. As Riley under center, handoff to Mason Lappy. Lappy looking for room to run. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down. Did he get to the line to gain, though? Mason Lapp on the carry. I don't think he got the line to gain, because I think the Vandals were able to wrap him up behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a fourth down and one play for the Storm. Ball placed on the Vandals' 26-yard line. So fourth down and one, ball on the Vandals' 26-yard line. Vandals crowd on their feet for this fourth and one play. Dominic Riley lines up under center. It's a give to Mason Lappy. Lappy breaks a few tackles, and he gets the first down. This is going to be wrapped up shy of the 20. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals, or for the Storm, excuse me, on the Vandals 21. First down and 10 for the Vandals. First down and 10 for the Storm, excuse me, from the Vandals' 21-yard line. Storm moving from left to right as Riley under center. Hand off to Wyatt Lappy as Lappy breaks a couple of tackles as he's going to be stopped just past the 20-yard line. Maybe got to the 15. So it's going to be second down and 5 for the Storm from the Vandals' 16-yard line. Second down and 5 for the Storm from the Vandals' 16-yard line. 5:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Vandals lead at 34-7. Dominic Riley under center sends Lappy in motion. This is a Gary to Mason Lappy, who breaks a couple tackles. Lappy gets across the 10. He's across the 5, and he's going to be stopped just shy of the goal line. So it's going to be first down and goal for the Storm. And I believe the ball is going to be placed on the Vandals' 1-yard line. First down and goal for the Storm. Ball placed on the Vandals' 1-yard line. Under center is sophomore quarterback Dominic Riley. Man in motion. This is Yager Hill, who's back in the game. Hill took the ball himself, and he's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Storm. So Jagger Hill returns to the game and immediately takes the quarterback keeper across the goal line for a touchdown, his second of the night, and the Storm trail 34-13 with 4:52 left to go here in the third quarter, pending the extra point. On to add the extra point is Hunter Martin. So Martin's kick is up. It is good, and the Storm trail 34-14 with 4:52 left to go here in the third quarter. 34-14, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm with 4:52 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV. 34-14, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm with 4:52 left to go in the third quarter. Jagger Hill ran it in from 1 yard out for a second touchdown of the night, as Hunter Martin has the ball teed up on the 40. Back to return for the Vandals, it is Jordan Colburn, Quentin Stallball, and Connor DePew for the Vandals. As the Storm break the huddle, ball teed up on the 40. Be interesting to see if they want to try for an onside kick attempt again, as they've done that the last two times they've kicked off to the Vandals. That's exactly what they do with an onside kick attempt, but there's going to be a whistle and a flag thrown on the play. Not exactly sure what happened. I believe they might have to re-kick. So I think the Storm are going to have to re-kick this. Not exactly sure what the flag was, why the flag was thrown. But a flag was thrown on the near side of the field. So they're going to re-kick now, back it up 5 yards. So the ball is going to be placed on the 35 now. So Hunter Martin has the ball on the 35. As the Panthers are still up by a score of 14-6 over the Shelbyville Rams. Winner of this game will play the winner of Shelbyville and Pena next Saturday. As Martin now has the ball teed up on the 40. Martin, it's another onside kick attempt. It bounces and it's going to be fielded by the Vandals. I think they got it. And they do a nice recovery there by Cole Yarborough. So the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 after Cole Yarborough able to field the onside kick cleanly. And the Vandals offense back on the field tonight. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 49-yard line. Another quick score update as Williamsville is ahead 28-0 against Carlinville in that Friday night playoff game. As the Vandals break their huddle, three receivers to the right, a Stonball, one to his left. Keck still in the backfield, a Stonball. Quarterback keeper, Stonball gets across the 50, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down near the 47. Called a gain of 4, making a second down and 6 from the Storm 47. Second down and 6 for Stonball from the Storm 47-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left. 4:25 left to go here in the third quarter. Brandon, Colburn, and I believe Casey to the left of Stonball. Connor DePia, the lone receiver, to his right. Keck still in the backfield. Play clock at 8. Stonball keeps himself. Stonball running to the near side of the sideline. Gets across to the 45. He's going to be pushed out of bounds for a short gain. Called a gain of 2, making it third down and 4 from the 45. Third down and 4 for the Vandals from the Storm 45-yard line. 3:49 left to go here in the third quarter. Vandals trying to kill some clock. Play clock is at 18. Stonball looking to the sideline. Barking orders to the receivers. Shotgun look. Play clock at 5. He's back to throw. Looking. Steps around, moving around in the pocket, gets the pass away, and it is incomplete. The intended receiver was Jordan Colburn. As Stonball looked to the left, trying to set up something for Connor DePew, then had to backpedal to avoid a sack. Got the pass away to Jordan Colburn, but it fell incomplete, and that's going to set up a fourth down and 6 for the Vandals from the Storm 46-yard line, and it looks like the Vandals are going to go for it here on fourth down. Fourth down and 6 for the Vandals from the Storm 46. Stonball gets the play in from the sideline. Pistol look on fourth and 6. Back to throw. Rolling, trying to set up a screen pass once again. Breaks a couple of tackles, flips it away, but it's going to fall incomplete. And Sangamon Valley will take over first down and 10. Stonball once again was trying to set up the screen pass to Connor DePew. There was pressure in his face and just had to underhand shuffle it a little bit just to avoid the sack. So the Vandals turn the ball over on downs. One of the second straight miscue they've had offensively. First was the botched snap to start the half. Then they turn over on downs there, and the Storm have the ball first down and 10 from their own 46. First down and 10 for the Storm from the room 46. Hill under center. Sends a man in motion. Trying to set up a screen pass. Pressure coming. Gets the pass away. It's tipped and intercepted by the Vandals. Intercepted by Connor DePew. DePew's across midfield. He's across the 45. He's still on his feet. And he's wrapped up and brought down near the Storm 35-yard line. As Hill was trying to get the pass away, it was tipped by, I think, Ian Whitehead. Then DePew was able to intercept it in the air, and the Vandals put their offense back on the field. It is first down and 10 from the Storm 35. 10 games played for the Vandals so far this season, 10 turnovers forced, as they now have the ball first down and 10 from the Storm 35. Three receivers to the left of Stonball, one to his right. As it's a quarterback keeper for Stonball on the read option. Stonball breaks a couple tackles. He gets across the 30, still on his feet, and he's going to be pushed down just past the 30. There's a whistle and I think a flag, and I think they're going to Instead, they're going to say the ball came out, so Stonball fumbled the ball, and the Storm recovered it. I didn't see the ball come out. Andrew Casey was on the far sideline saying that the Vandals were able to recover, but referee says otherwise, as the Storm now have the ball back, first down and 10 from their own 28. So the Vandals forced a turnover, then gave the ball right back to the Storm after the Stonball fumble, and the Storm have the ball first down and 10 from their own 28. It's a handoff to Mason Lappy as Lappy breaks a couple tackles, has blockers in front of him. Lappy across midfield, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down at the 40 by Connor DePue. A touchdown-saving tackle for DePue as Mason Lappy has the ball in Vandals territory. It's first down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandal 41. First down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandal 41-yard line. Storm moving from left to right. 34-14, the Storm trail by 30. Under center is Jagger Hill. Sends a man in motion. It's a keeper for Hill. Hill pitches it at the last minute to Beals. Beals trying to get to the 35. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down past the 40. Jordan Colburn and Connor DePue were in on the tackle. Wade Brandon in the mix as well. And it's going to be second down and 6 for the Storm. Ball placed on the Vandals 37-yard line. Second down and 6 for the Storm. Ball on the Vandals 37-yard line. Storm moving from left to right. Minute 55 left to go until the fourth quarter. Play clock at 11. Under center is Jagger Hill. Man in motion is Wyatt Lappy. Is this a quarterback keeper from Hill? Hill pitches it to Mason Lappy, or Wyatt Lappy instead, as Wyatt Lappy gets the first down before he's brought down by Gabe Torres and Jordan Colburn on the far side of the field, making it first down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandals' 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandals' 25-yard line. Minute 28 left to go here in the third quarter. A third quarter that has really been dominated by the Sangamon Valley Storm. They were able to force a pair of turnovers for the Vandals and get a turnover on downs, as well as that touchdown. As back to throw is Hill. Hill looking to get the pass away. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Bryce Hartlib. Stacked back by the 35. And Bryce Hartlib once again comes up with a big defensive play for the Vandals, making it second down and long with 57 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Make it second down and 17 for the Storm. Ball placed all the way back at the Vandals' 32-yard line. That's the downside of running the triple option, is that when you get in these second down and 17 situations, you force yourself to play one-dimensional, and that's something that Coach Clay has preached all year, is trying to get them in predictable down predicaments, as it's a give to Mason Lappy, as Mason Lappy able to get past the 30. I believe he got wrapped up shy of the 20. They'll make it third down and 7 for the Storm. Third down and 7 for the Storm. Ball placed on the 22-yard line. Storm trying to call one last play before the quarter, as it's a give to Aiden Lynch. Lynch trying to get to the outside. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down by a swarm of Vandals. And that is how this third quarter will come to an end. 34-14, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm after three quarters of play. We'll take a break and come back with the fourth quarter here on WKRB. Oh, yeah. 34-14, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm here to start the fourth quarter. It's going to be fourth down and 7 for the Storm. The ball will be placed on the Vandals' 22-yard line. A couple of score updates, as Williamsville now leads Carlinville by a score of 35-7 just before the fourth quarter, as it's still 14-6 for the Pana Panthers and the Shelbyville Rams. Winner of this game will get the winner of Pana and Shelbyville next week, as it's going to be fourth down and 7 for the Storm to start the fourth quarter. Storm will be moving from right to left. Under center is Jagger Hill. Fourth and 7 from the Vandals 22. Back to throw is Hill. Looking left. He throws. He gets the pass away, and it is caught. It was caught by Grant Moran, but was he was bobbling it in the hand, and he completed the pass. What a catch there by Grant Moran. He was on the ground. The ball was bobbled in the air, but he caught it before it hit the ground. So it's now first down and 10 for the Storm on the Vandals' 12-yard line. First and 10 for the Storm from the Vandals' 12-yard line. Back to throw. Instead, it's the quarterback keeper for Hillis. Hill's going to be wrapped up and brought down. I believe that was Caden Tidwell on the tackle. Jaden Rosetto in the mix as well, making it second down and 7 from the Vandals' 9-yard line. Second down and 7 for the Storm from the Vandals' 9-yard line. Under center is Jagger Hill. Storm moving from right to left. 11 minutes left to go in this contest. Quarterback keeper for Hill. Hill cuts up inside. He's across the 10. He's across the 5. Is he fighting in the end zone? Is he in? He is just a yard short. So Jagger Hill just a yard short of the first or the goal line. So it's first and goal for the Storm from the Vandals 1. First down and goal for the Storm from the Vandals 1-yard line. Under center is Hill. Man in motion. This is a quarterback keeper for Hill, and he is in. Touchdown, Storm, as Jagger Hill, from 1 yard out. His third touchdown of the night, coming at the 10:34 mark in the fourth quarter, as the Storm now trail 34-20, pending the extra point, with 10:34 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Hunter Martin on to add the extra point. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is good, as the Storm now trail the Vandals 34-21 with 10:34 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRV. 34-21, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm with 10:34 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Storm have scored 14 unanswered points, as they have held the Vandals scoreless so far in the second half, as they've gotten a pair of rushing touchdowns from quarterback Jagger Hill. And the Vandals trying to hang on and get to the second round for the second year in a row. It's an onside kick once again. Did it travel 5 yards? I think the Vandals fell on it. The Storm are motioning that they have it, though. And they do. The Storm recover the onside kick, and the Storm offense back on the field after they recovered an onside kick. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm, as the Storm offense is going to be back on the field after the Vandals failed to recover the onside kick. So the Storm offense back on the field. It's going to be first and 10 from the Vandals' 48-yard line. Man in motion is Lynch. This is a quarterback keeper for Hill. Hill breaks a couple tackles. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Dylan Hinton. I believe that is Caden Tidwell in on the tackle as well, setting up a second down for the Storm. Second down and 8 for the Storm. Ball will be placed on the Vandals' 46-yard line. Storm moving from right to left. 10-10 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Sangamon Valley trying to complete the comeback. Man in motion is Lynch as they give to Mason Lappy. Lappy wrapped up and brought down by Gabe Torres and Dylan Hinton. What a game tonight from Gabe Torres, filling in for the injured Jacob Johnson, and he is holding his own there tonight. Another tackle for Torres, and it's third down and 7 for the Storm from the Vandals' 45-yard line. Third down and 7 for the Storm. Ball will be placed on the Vandals' 45-yard line. Under center is Hill. Hill does play action. Looking. He's chased by Brandon. He steps up, and he's going to be wrapped up and stacked. Sacked by Wade Brandon, and it's going to be fourth down for the Storm a loss of one on the play, and it's fourth down and eight from the 46. Fourth down and eight for the Storm. Ball on the Vandals 46-yard line. And I think the Storm, you would have to imagine they have to go for it here, trailing by two touchdowns with just under 10 minutes left to go. 8:55 left to go in the game. And we're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Storm. So a timeout taken by the Storm. As we remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061 for Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. They're also brought to you by Corbison Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. 8:50 left to go here in the 8:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Make it 8:55. 8:55 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 5 seconds was added on to the clock. It's going to be fourth down and eight. Ball will be placed on the Vandals' 46-yard line. A second half that has been controlled by the Storm as they've scored 14 unanswered and held the Vandals scoreless as they forced a fumble deep in their own territory, turned that into a touchdown, forced another touchdown. They forced three turnovers, two of them being fumbles and one of them a turnover on down as they have the ball fourth and eight from the Vandals 46. Under center is Yager Hill. Hill goes play action. Looking, he falls! He falls! And the Vandals have the ball first down and 10. Yager Hill went play action. He slipped and fell. And the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 on the 48. First down and 10 for the Vandals on the Storm 48-yard line as the Vandals send their offense out with 8:51 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a shotgun look for Stonball here on first and 10. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. It's Colburn, Brandon, and Casey to his right. DePue, the lone receiver, to his left. It's a give to Jay Keck. Keck makes a man miss. He's lowering his shoulder. He gets across the 45. It's going to be wrapped up just past the 45. Gain of three on the play, making it second down and seven from the Storm 45-yard line. The big thing that Coach Clay and I have talked about all year is, can you run the football when everybody knows you're going to run the football? Vandals have a two-score lead, 34-21, 8:20 left to go here in the contest in the fourth quarter. Play clock at 15, so you have to imagine they're going to try to run as much of this clock down as they can. Play clock is at 8. That's Stonball from the pistol. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. If he's back to throw, looking, steps up in the pocket, gets the pass away, and it is going to be thrown out of bounds. I believe the Sangamon Valley sidelines wanted an intentional grounding call. No flag has been thrown yet. I think there was a receiver in the vicinity, and that's what the referees are trying to say to the sideline of the Storm. So now it's going to be third down and seven for the Vandals on the Storm 45-yard line with 7:56 left to go here in the contest. So it's third down and seven for the Vandals. Ball will be placed on the Storm 45-yard line. 7:56 left to go here in the contest. Stonball directing traffic. Trips to his right. He's got DePue, Brandon, and Colburn to his right. Andrew Casey, the lone receiver, to his left. Jay Keck in the backfield, play clock at 18. Stonball gets the play in from the sideline. Play clock now at 10. So shotgun look on third and seven. Stonball sets up a quick pass to DePue, but there's a miscommunication as DePue ran the wrong route as it's now fourth down and seven from the 45. Fourth down and seven now for the Vandals from the Storm 45, and I believe the Vandals are just going to go ahead and punt this one away as they send the punt unit out on the field. So because of Jacob Johnson's injury, Tanner Stone is now going out to punt for the Vandals. As back deep to return, I believe that is Gage Schaefer. So Gage Schaefer set to punt it away. Tanner Stone set to punt away. It gets blocked, and it's recovered by the Storm just past the 45 as Caleb Wood recovered the blocked punt, and it's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm from their own 46-yard line. 7:49 left to go here in the contest. 34-21, the Storm trail by 13. Jagger Hill under center. One receiver to his right. He's back to throw. He's looking. He's wrapped up, and he's brought down by Bryce Hartlib. Bryce Hartlib comes up with the sack, and the Storm are going backwards. It's second and long as he was sacked back near the 35 as the clock continues to run. Second down and long for the Storm as the ball placed on the 38. So it's second and 17 from the 38. He's back to throw once again. Pressure coming. Ball came out. Ball came out. Vandals have it. There's a flag on the play as Caden Tidwell was sacked the quarterback, Jagger Hill. The ball came out. There is a flag on the play, however. A flag is down. Right now, as it stands, the Vandals have the ball first down and 10. There is a flag on the play, however. I believe the referees are just going to go ahead and pick the flag up and not exactly sure if there was a flag thrown at all. But the Vandals able to force a turnover, first down and 10 now from the Storm 30. Caden Tidwell came away with a big strip sack, and the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 from the 30. A Stomball's back to throw. He's looking deep. He's got a man open in the end zone. It is caught by Jordan Colburn. Touchdown, Vandals! As Jordan Colburn from 30 yards out. And the Vandals lead it 40-21, pending the extra point. Jordan Colburn in double coverage came down with the football as the Vandals lead it 40-21. Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by K-Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K-Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead at 41-21 with 7:03 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV. The Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm by 20 with 7:03 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Nick Jackson gets the kick away. It's going to be fielded on a bounce, picked up by the Storm. Ball carrier gets across the 40. This is Wyatt Lappy, who gets across the 40, and he's wrapped up near the 45. And the Storm had the ball first down and 10 from the their own, I believe, 45-yard line. Call it the 44. 6:57 left to go here in the contest. Vandals lead at 41-21. So it was on the 45. So ball spotted at the 45-yard line. Jagger Hill under center. Two receivers to his left. Two men in the backfield as he's back to throw. Rolling to his left. Looking. Gets the pass away, and it is nearly intercepted by Jordan Colburn. The intended receiver was Brody Beals as Jordan Colburn broke the pass up. As it's now second down and 10 for the Vandals, for the Storm, excuse me, from their own 45. 6:51 left to go in the contest. As under center is Jagger Hill. One receiver to his left now. Three men in the backfield. Play clock at 10 as he is going to keep it himself. He gets across midfield before he's wrapped up and brought down by Caden Tidwell once again. As it's now third down and 5 from the 50. Third down and 5 for the Storm from the 50. 6:33 left to go here in the contest. Vandals trying to get to the second round. Winner of tonight will play the winner of Pana and Shelbyville as Hill under center. Three men in the backfield once again. Sends a man in motion. It's a toss as it's a fumbled loss, as I believe that was Wyatt Lappy, who was able to recover his own fumble. And that's now going to make it 4th down and 9 for the Storm from their own 46 now. It's 4th down and 6 for the Storm from their own 46-yard line. Hill under center. The Storm are forced to go for it. It's 4th down and 9 from the 46. Lone receiver to his right. Hill sends a man in motion. He's back to throw. He gets the pass away, and it is incomplete. Through the hands of Mason Lappy, and the Vandals have the ball 1st down and 10 on the Storm 46-yard line with 5:19 left to go here in the contest. The Vandals lead by 20 with 5:19 left to go here in the fourth quarter. As a couple of substitutions, as Jordan Colburn and Connor DePue are going to take a seat. Ian Whitehead lined up as a receiver. Dylan Hinton in the backfield as well. So it's 1st down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball on the Storm 46. Two men in the backfield for Stonball. It's Hinton and Keck. Give to Jay Keck. Keck gets across the 45. Keck breaks the tackle at the 40. He's going to be wrapped up just past the 40-yard line. So a nice run there by Jay Keck. Make it 2nd down and about 3 for the Vandals. 2nd down and 3 for the Vandals. Ball will be placed on the Storm 38. 4:55 left to go here in the game. Expect the Vandals to just run out this clock. Play clock at 18. As it's 2nd down and 3. A give again to Keck. Keck gets across the 35. Ball came out. I think they're going to say he was down by contact. So it's going to be a 1st down run by Jay Keck. Ball will be spotted at the 34. So it's going to be 1st down and 10 for the Vandals. 1st and 10 for the Vandals from the 34. Ball on the Storm 34-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. Exactly 4 minutes and 4 seconds left to go here in the contest. Play clock at 5, as we're now under 4 minutes to play. Stonball gives to Dylan Hinton. Hinton gets across the 30. He's still on his feet, trying to push to the 25, and a nice run there by Dylan Hinton, as it's going to be 2nd down and about maybe 3 or 2. Call it a gain of 6, so it's 2nd down and 4. 2nd down and 4 for the Vandals. Ball will be placed on the Storm 23. 41-21. The Vandals lead with 3:24 left to go here in the contest. As it's a give to Keck. Keck trying to get to the outside. Keck gets across the 25 before he's wrapped up and brought down. As he, I believe, got enough of the 1st down. He's going to have a whistle. I believe a timeout taken. So the Storm call a timeout there with 3:11 left to go here in the contest. As we remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. For more information, check out their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4060. That is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. They're also brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling and Vandalia, your local Ream Team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. So it's fourth, it's first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball will be placed on the Storm 21-yard line. Vandals trying to get to the second round of the playoffs for the second year in a row. Second down, or first down and 10, excuse me. Ball will be placed on the 21. A quick score update for the Shelbyville and Pena game, as Shelbyville leads Pena by a score of 18-14. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Shelbyville and Pena as Stoneball from the shotgun. Two men in the backfield. It's a quick play action pass. He gets it away to Whitehead. Whitehead makes the catch past the line of scrimmage, and I think they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. This is my apologies. Instead of first and 10, it was a third and one. So it was a third and one play, and now that's going to bring up fourth down. So it's fourth down and three for the Vandals. Ball will be placed on the 23. Fourth down and three for the Vandals on the 23-yard line of the Storm. Vandals will go for it on fourth and three. Three receivers to the left of Stoneball, one to his right. As it's a quarterback keeper for Stoneball. Stoneball's the first down and more. He's across the 20. He's across the 15. He gets across the 10 before he's wrapped up shy of the 5. And a first down gain by Quentin Stoneball. And the Vandals have it first down and goal deep in Storm territory. So the Vandals will move on to the second round of the IHSA playoffs as they lead the Sangamon Valley Storm 41-21 with 2:44 left to go here in the contest. Winner of this game will get the winner of the Pena Panthers and the Shelbyville Rams next week. Vandals trying to bleed the rest of this clock. 2:30 left to go here in the contest. Play clock at 8 as Stoneball takes a snap, gives it to Dylan Hinton. Hinton lowers his shoulder as he, I think he lost the fumble. He lost the ball. Dylan Hinton fumbled the ball. Sangamon Valley recovered it as Jason Clay extremely livid on the sideline as the Storm now have the ball first down and 10 on their own, I believe, 9-yard line. So it's first down and 10 for the Storm on their own 9-yard line. Storm moving from right to left as under center is Jagger Hill. Sends a man in motion as Brody Beals. It's a give to Wyatt Lappy as Wyatt Lappy fighting for room to run, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down for a short gain, making it second down and, I believe, 8. Call it no gain on the play, my apologies. So no gain on the play. So it's second down and 8. Ball placed on the Storm 8-yard line. Minute 53 left to go in the contest as Hill looking to get the pass away, and it is going to be caught by Grant Moran. Flag thrown on the play, however, as there's great coverage being played by Ian Whitehead. As it gains now, it's a first down catch and run for Grant Moran. But there is a flag on the play. And it's a sideline warning against the Storm, so the play will stand. As it's first down and 10 for the Storm, ball will be placed on the Storm 34-yard line. First and 10 for the Storm from the 34. Under center is Hill. He goes play action, looking to his left, and he makes the pass complete to, once again, Grant Moran before he's pushed out of bounds by Ian Whitehead, making it second down for the Storm. Second down and 3 for the Storm. Ball will be placed on the 41. Second down and 3 for the Storm on the 41. Back to throw is Hill. Hill looking to get the pass away, and it's intercepted by Ian Whitehead. Whitehead down the sideline. He gets across the 40. He's across the 35, and Ian Whitehead intercepts the pass from Jagger Hill And that will be the nail in the coffin as the Vandals are going to come away with a 41-21 win over the Sangamon Valley Storm. Ian Whitehead gets the interception, and the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 from the Storm 35-yard line with a minute 20 left to go here in the contest. I believe the Storm are out of timeouts, so all the Vandals have to do is take a couple of knees and take this to the second round. Stoneball in the shotgun. Takes a snap, takes a knee, and the clock will start to run as the Vandals are going to come away with a 41-21 win over the Sangamon Valley Storm in round one of the IHSA Class 2A playoffs. It wasn't pretty at times, but the Vandals made plays when they needed them, got big stops when they needed them, and they're going to come away with a 41-21 win over the Sangamon Valley Storm. All the Vandals have to do is stop the clock one more or take a knee one more time, as the clock will run out. And the Vandals are going to come away with a 41-21 win. Stoneball takes the knee, as that is going to do it here. The Vandals are going to get a come away with a 41-21 win over the Sangamon Valley Storm here in round one of the IHSA playoffs. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up here on WKRB.